What is a church without a steeple? For the Enloe United Methodist Church, the construction of a new cross and steeple was a welcome addition. The congregation hopes this will make the church another notable downtown landmark.
I have to be honest, that's the first one I've ever built, and it was a pleasure.
Said creator and designer Stephen Russell of Ruscon Construction Company of Cooper.
They were just wondering. They said, can we put another one up there? I said, sure. But I said, you got to be careful that you don't put something. We can put a modern steeple up there. It just goes straight up. It won't look right. So all those louvers that you see there are all the way around. So that simulates the belfry.
Russell explained the planning.
Purposely painted the cross a little different because we're going to put lights out here, and the cross has got a little bit of yellow in there, and that way it's not part of the building. It's separate.
This was no ordinary project for Russell, as he is also a member of the church. It was important to save money in the process.
The key was no crane because we... if you look, you'll see that would have been very expensive for the church.
The church has a current congregation of about 25 people, so keeping costs low was imperative. In his design, the steeple was made of four separate sections. Many had always wondered about the structure and the flat stretch of the roof.
When I finally came up with that design, I looked at it and I said, I came over here and I looked again and I said, yep, that's what we need.
He gave credit to Todd Crow for assisting him in the construction and assembly.
And it's heavy. And when you're doing this, you know, two guys are doing that, well, we needed a practice because we can't let it fall. So we did a practice at the shop where we built it, and it worked. We came out here and went according, just like we've done it before, just fell into place.
The cross and the steeple together stand 16 feet in the air, weighing an estimated 600 pounds. Besides this special project, a bigger project drew Russell to the area. He's the owner of about 70 acres in Enloe and hasn't always lived in Delta County. In 1992, Russell was the winning bidder of the Corps of Engineers office located on Cooper Lake Dam. The former Fort Worth resident said he just fell in love with this little town. In 1999, the Enloe United Methodist Church was declared a historical site by the Texas Historical Commission. The church was assembled as a full station in the early 1870s. After changing location several times, it was finally relocated in Enloe in 1896. By 1914, the town boasted two banks, a telegraph office, a restaurant, two general stores, a pharmacy, a seed store, two cotton gins, and a bakery. Following a fire, a new building of worship was erected in 1919. The structure can still be found today. In 2000, Enloe had a population of 109 people, along with a few notable businesses remaining, including the post office and TK Honey Farm. Pastor Stacy Smith of Quinlan makes the weekly trek to Enloe on Sundays for worship services at 9:45 a.m. Now the church can live up to its historical status, complete with steeple and cross. I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.